to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. If you want to share what you got into over the weekend, you can call or text us right at that same number. Again, 617-931-1234. Kennedy is out still recovering today, hopefully back tomorrow. My wife, Lan, is in filling in. What'd you get into over the weekend? Like, I don't know.
Well, you already spoiled it if you weren't listening a few minutes ago, but we did a lot of driving back and forth to Foxborough for Barrett to do a goalie training for lacrosse. I walked back and forth to Assembly Row and ran there once to shop. You know, we are a one-car family, so in between the times that Carson was gone to Foxborough and I needed to run some errands, I took a little stroll over there. And and it was our anniversary yesterday, 17 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd you guys celebrate?
We ordered pickup pizza and salad and sat at our coffee table and watched SNL.
That's romantic.
Yeah.
With a bottle of champagne.
Yes.
And our son.
Who was like, let's go, let's watch SNL. Right. I'm like, get out of
here. Did he ever really say happy anniversary to either one of us?
He did. He said it to me actually on Saturday.
Oh.
And he was like, see, I'm the first one to tell you before Dad even. But and I'm like, it's not
till Sunday. He didn't get us a card. Even though I said to him like a week ago, I said, by the way, as our child, you should probably get your parents an anniversary card. We see how that went.
I never got my parents an anniversary card when I was 13.
Really? I mean, my parents weren't together, but I don't think I would have.
No?
You no, didn't? Probably not. And he's a 13-year-old
boy. Yeah, he's not
boy.
A 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
Mike the RN. It was his birthday weekend. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How did you celebrate?
Well, actually, my birthday was on the 2nd, but I call it my birthday week. And I spent it with a fellow nurse we used to work years ago together, and we had just the most relaxing day. Seeing I hit sweet 71, so we just had a nice day, and the weather's been fantastic, so we're just out and about all day.
Well, I can't say that. I almost said it.
Well,
man.
Good for you, Mike. Sweet 71. You sound great.
Oh, my God.
Man's got the energy.
Sounds so young.
Well, I'm right here at the Y right now. I go every day. Good steam, a swim, and a workout.
Good steam keeps you young.
I enjoy a good steam.
Rita from Lowell.
Lowell.
Lowell. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning.
You made a trip to NYC?
I did. I was going to go take a friend for his birthday dinner. My son inadvertently went to a concert, and his person wasn't able to go, so I was able to change my plans and go to a concert with my 30-year-old son for the first time.
Oh, who did you go
see?
Yeah,
it was a person that he followed in college at UConn, and his name is The Holdup. I had to have been the oldest person in the place. No joke. I was the oldest person in the place.
But you had fun, right?
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. My son is like, Mom, you don't even know the songs. Why are you dancing?
And I'm like,
it was so much fun.
Oh, well, that's great. Thank you for sharing that with us. I went on Saturday. I hosted part of the Oktoberfest at Harpoon down in the Seaport, and I got to MC a Stein competition, which was as exciting as it sounds. So how it worked was, and we didn't know this going in, they'd have this beer stein, a glass one, and I think it holds like a gallon of beer, and it is solid glass, and you have to hold it straight out, and it is filled to the very top with beer, and the second beer spills out of it because your arm starts shaking, you're out.
So, oh, you're not drinking the beer.
No, you got to hold it straight out. So we did a men's round and a women's round. The women went like 3 minutes and 30 seconds holding it straight out, which was incredible. And then I think the winner of the guys went like 5 minutes or something like that. But it was a party. Had so many people come up, said they listened to the show. It was a lot of fun.
But then did they drink the beer after?
Well, the women couldn't because the men were using the same beer.
What? It's a physical competition.
I thought this was a beer drinking thing.
No, it was not a beer drinking competition. But everybody was there dressed up, wearing their lederhosen. They had great music. Oh, my God. I had a pretzel, which it was more like a loaf of bread. I didn't tell you about the pretzel I had there. It was so good. So,
yeah. One of us had fun this weekend.
It's good to keep the mystery alive.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you about the pretzel I had.
Helen is from Nashua, New Hampshire. What'd you get into over the weekend?
So I do volunteer work for this place called Scare New Hampshire.
Okay.
Jesse and his wife, Jan, are lovely. It's a nonprofit. They hand out the SCARE stands for secondhand costume, something, something. But through the month of October, they go and distribute, you know, they have events where they give out Halloween costumes for free. And then he does a free haunted house starting October 18th in Nashua.
That's awesome. What's the name of the organization again?
Scare New Hampshire.
Scare New Hampshire. All right. Anybody wants to look that up and donate old costumes? Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
617-931-1234. You can call or text what you got into over the weekend. We have Kathy. We're going to talk to her in a minute, who did a walk for a charitable organization. Of course, our good friend Corey from Medford has to share what happened after his new job that he started this past week. Yeah. We'll do that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.